we moved here pretty recently, so I guess I have maybe kind of fresh eyes for everything. We moved here less than 3 years ago. So just looking around town, walking around town over the winter, I was taking a lot of walks on the boardwalk up over the Muskeg to the ball fields, and coming down XL kind of in that area, there's this really great view you can get with the Lutheran Church steeple and then Petersburg Mountain right behind it. And that was this image that had been kind of swimming around in my head all through the winter already. And it felt like it just really captured the essence of the town. And so that was one of the first things that came to mind. And then the other one with the fish and trying to channel like a Rosemaling inspired motif, you know, just felt like the essence of Petersburg, fish and Rosemaling, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you were talking about the Petersburg Mountain with the Lutheran Church on XL Street, and I'm looking at it now. It's got Petersburg Mountain with the sort of bald patches, and then you've got all of this sort of swirling mist.
Yes.
I lived outside of Petersburg for a long time, and I always really missed it. And that swirling mist in front of the mountains is such a Petersburg thing. I love that you captured that. So these are on coffee sleeves. Did you know when you were making these that they were going to be on coffee sleeves?
Yes.
And did that inform your design?
Yes, it did. You know, I wanted to keep it something bold and simple that would work on a small scale like that, you know, that would be conveyed in that long format. Yeah.
Yeah, the long horizontal wraparound.
Yeah.
You said you really love living here. Can you talk a little bit more about what you love?
Yeah. So my wife and I and our daughter moved up here a couple years ago in 2021. And one of the things that I love the most is the natural splendor, of course, the mountains, and actually the weather. You know, the weather here has its challenges, of course, but like you were just saying, the swirling mists that appeared in that image, I never get tired of watching the clouds rolling and changing, and it almost feels like a different place from day to day, when one day it's completely socked in and you can't see like across the water at all, and you're just in this cloud, and then the next day it's all peeling back and rolling away, and the sun comes out and there's mountains and snow everywhere, and it's just so dynamic. I find that really inspiring. And then the other thing is the people, of course. It's such a wonderful community, living in a place where people know each other and have known each other like for their whole lifetime. And there's this sense of like, when you're here, you're here. Like, this place is nowhere else. And it's not just a pit stop on the way to some bigger place or on the outskirts of something else. It's like, this is the only Petersburg, Alaska in the entire world. And it's beautiful. And yeah, I love it.
And so these coffee sleeves are going to be all over town. In every coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
It's a campaign from the Petersburg Community Foundation to raise awareness about what it is that they do. Have you thought about what it's going to feel like to walk around and see your art carrying coffee in people's hands?
Yeah, I'm excited. I think it'll be great. I think art belongs in the everyday, where people can see it and appreciate it in all those little things that make our lives more beautiful. You know, I think art should be everywhere. And yeah, I think it will feel inspiring to me to create more art and find more opportunities and possibilities to make life in Petersburg more beautiful.